All right. Once again, we are excited to have Brother Stephen Mantooth giving us our devotion tonight. He is Brother Mantooth's son, and we have heard nothing but good things about him. He has such an excellent spirit. I just talked to him a little while ago, and he got me excited about him giving the devotion tonight, just the excellent spirit that he has. And with that said, Brother Mantooth, I'm going to turn it over to you now, sir.
Turning it over to me.
Oh, Pastor Clark, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'll introduce him tonight.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, Brother Mantooth, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, church, I would like to say tonight that this is a treat to have Brother Stephen Mantooth speaking to us tonight. I have been trying to get him for probably 6 to 8 months to come to our church and give his testimony about what has happened in his life. But we've just had a struggle with speakers we've had and his Brother Mantooth's obligations with his home church in Fresno, and we're still looking for a date. And I begin to think, you know what, I'll just see if it'll work out for him to give our devotion. So this is a real treat to have him speak tonight, and he's speaking the same week that is his dad spoke on Monday night or Sunday night and Monday night to the church. And so to the church, this is Brother Mantooth's son. And I would like to say that Brother Mantooth and his wife, Sister Mantooth, and they have two children, and this is Stephen and their daughter, Stephanie. And, of course, Sister Mantooth is my sister. And then my wife and I have our two children, and that's Christy and Casey. And growing up, our kids were really, really close. Even though they were cousins, they were like brothers and sisters. They were very, very close. And I want to give Stephen and his sister a great big compliment, and that was we trusted them. We did not have to worry when our kids was with them that things would not be, that they would get into trouble because of the integrity that Stephen always maintained. And Brother Stephen Mantooth is assisting his pastor, Brother Lackey, the pastor of the Fresno Church, and Brother Stephen Mantooth assists with leading songs and various things in the church. And Brother Stephen Mantooth is married. His wife's name is Tara. They have three children. Their two sons, Traven and Clayton, and their little daughter, Ivana. And so this is just a real treat for me to be able to have him speak to us tonight. And our paths have crossed many times through the years, and we just have great, great memories. Brother Stephen Mantooth comes tonight with a tremendous report from his pastor. And when I talked to his pastor about him coming, he gave him a very, very good report. Now, what Brother Mantooth is going to speak about tonight, church, is God has called him in about the last year to prayer. He has received a powerful call to prayer. And the good thing about what has happened is that Brother Stephen Mantooth answered the call. And we have talked several times through this last year about how God has dealt with him. He's not talking to me in a bragging way, but just in a humble way of getting advice on how to respond to the call of God. And so I said, at the right time, I would sure like for you to come and bless our church with this report of what's happened in your life. So, Brother Stephen Mantooth, we are so glad that you are here tonight. We want you to take your time and go ahead and, tell us what's on your heart. And, church, I'm so glad it worked out. And let's worship the Lord together as he begins to come and bring to us what God is doing in his life. God bless you, Brother Stephen Mantooth.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Clark, for this opportunity to talk to Truth Church there in Ontario. I'm thankful that Brother Clark did give me the opportunity to speak tonight on this Thursday night devotion. And I'm just going to be honest with you, as your pastor was talking, I feel the presence of God right now. Just so powerful right now in this, in the room that I'm sitting in right now. I can feel the touch of God. And tonight I want to bare my heart to Truth Church. I want to bare my heart. It's been a journey that started back in about September of 2018. And it's been a good journey. And like I said, I just want to bare my heart to someone tonight. If I can reach someone that is listening to my voice tonight, I know that there's several hundred miles that separate us. I live in Fresno. You live in Ontario. And I pray that God will use me as his mouthpiece tonight to deliver some encouragement, a faith shot to someone that might need it tonight, whether it be a young person that may be finding themselves in some struggles right now with their relationship with God, or even if it's been someone that's been in the church for 40 years. I want to reach someone tonight with God's help. Amen. In about September of 2018, I had a job that was very, very taxing on me and also my family. The first few years of the new job I had, I'm in the construction business, and I do traffic control for a local company here in Fresno. And we do all of the cones and lane closures and flagmen stuff that you see on your streets. That's what I do. I'm a field supervisor, so I supervise quite a few guys out in the field. And I was working, at the time I was working for a company out of Visalia. And for the first couple of years of that 7-year process of working there, it was good. And then after about the 2-year mark, my life took a turn, and I found myself more and more out of town, working long hours, and sometimes not being able to come home for a week plus. And in the times that I was able to come home, sometimes I wouldn't be home for no more than 24 hours, and I'd be gone again. And over a period of time, it did take a toll on me, and it started taxing the family. But I had to do what I had to do. I had to stick with the job I had, and I really started. I felt something in my spirit. And when it started, I really couldn't put my finger on it. I couldn't put my finger on what I was feeling in my spirit. And as the weeks and months turned into years, the feelings for a closer walk with God began to develop. I can't count on my fingers the times that when I was home and being able to be with the family and being able to be in church, there were many times early in the mornings I would be awakened out of a dead sleep, and I begin to realize that it was God talking to me. And it all broke. I was doing a job up in San Jose, and I was desperate to hear from God. I was desperate. I was wanting to hear from God. I needed some direction. I needed some encouragement. There was many times that I would call my father, and we would talk for hours on the phone, and I would pick his brain, and he would do his best to encourage me in the Lord. And I would get off those phone calls, and I would just try to soak up and digest what my father had spoken to me. And I'm just going to be honest with you. It was hard. It was hard to see some things. And at the time, I really feel like, looking back on it now, God was testing me. God was putting me through some things in life to see how desperate I really wanted a closer walk with God. And my dad would encourage me daily. He would send me text messages of encouraging scriptures, and I still got those texts on my phone to this day, and I will look at those text messages from my father, and I will thank God that not only my father, but my mother and sister, my wife, and my in-laws never let up on me through this time. They supported me with their prayers and encouragement, and that really meant a lot to me. And I remember one night, we got off early one night from that job up in San Jose, and I made my way back home. And it was quite late when I got home, and went to bed with the family. I had fallen asleep, and all of a sudden my eyes flew open, and for a second I didn't know what it was that woke me up, and I reached for my phone, and I remember looking at my phone, and it was 2 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m., and I laid there for a minute trying to figure out what it was that woke me up. I didn't know if it was one of the children. I didn't know if it was my wife. I didn't know if it was an unfamiliar sound in the home. And as the seconds dragged by, I felt the presence of God come into that room. And I realized that God was talking to me. I hope I'm reaching for someone tonight. I have a drive in my spirit right now to reach for a young person, a young married, a first-time visitor, a new convert. Please hear Brother Mantuf tonight. I'm trying to reach someone. And as I laid there, and I realized that God was calling me to prayer, I got up as quietly as I could, and I made my way to the living room, and I began to talk to God, and I began to open up my heart to God like never before. And I remember my dad telling me, "Son," he says, "you know what you need to do? You need to grab a pen and a piece of paper, and you need to write down what you want God to do for you and your family." And I did that. And I have that prayer list to this day, and I pulled it out this week, and I looked at it, and I prayed over it. And I just begin to thank God anew for what he has done in my life and in my family's life. And as I was in prayer in the living room, it wasn't too long before the power of God began to move on my spirit. And I'm trying my best to be quiet. It's early in the morning. The family's asleep. it's quiet outside, it's dark, and I didn't want to wake him up. But the presence of God was so strong in the living room, I couldn't contain myself. I was so desperate to hear from God. I needed some direction. I felt like God wanted to use me in a capacity that I've never been used to before. My passion was to be a part of the church, to be involved, to be plugged in. I wanted to be a part of my family's life. There were many times I missed good revivals over the years. And I remember many times talking to my wife after church and her telling me the powerful moves of the Holy Ghost that they had that night. And the only thing that I had to go off of was what she was telling me. I wasn't there to experience what she experienced. I wasn't there to experience what my kids experienced. And I remember many times, the times that I was able to go to church, there were many times we'd be going to church and I would begin to ask my wife, "Babe, where is the church? What's going on? What's happening?" And trying to get caught up. And there were many times I would walk through those doors and just soak in the presence of God. And I would try my best to get plugged in. But it just seemed like every time I would get a grasp on it, I would be gone for another week or two. And I would be back doing the same cycle, the same thing, trying to play catch up with the family, trying to play catch up with the church, trying to get plugged in, and it just wasn't happening. And I got desperate. I said, "God, I feel like you are wanting to use me to a capacity that I've never been used before. I want to be involved. I want to be a help to my pastor. I want to be a part of these revivals. I want to be there. I want to experience these revivals for myself. I want to see the moves of God for myself. I want to be a part of that." And as I was sitting there in my living room, it was like the power of God was so strong, Brother Clark, that I got to my feet. And I lifted my hands and I said, "God, I'm not leaving here until I get some answers. I am not leaving this place until I hear from you."
Yes.
And an hour went by, an hour and a half went by, and by this time, I am on my face in the carpet. My nose is running. My eyes are swollen. Tears are streaming down my face. I was so desperate to hear from God. I was just grasping. I'm like, "God, you've got to intervene on my behalf." And it was like God took over in the spirit. And it was like groanings that could not be uttered. I began to travail in the Holy Ghost. I begin to travail and pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And the tears are flowing. And the tears are flowing. And I'm trying my best to keep quiet. But I'm like, "God, I need to hear from you. Something has got to change in my work schedule. Something has got to change in Steve Mantooth. I am tired of just looking on the outside, looking in, and seeing everything that is happening, and I'm not being able to be a part of this. I want to be a part of this." And this was a process that God brought me through, but it was a process. It was a journey. And God was testing me. And as I laid there in the carpet, crying, seeking God, I finally got to my knees and I lifted my hands to God and I said, "God, I'm done trying to do it my way. I'm giving you I'm giving you my frustration. I tried doing it on my own. I tried doing it on my own power, and it wasn't working. Saints of God, I tried doing it on my own. Young person, you can't do it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself. You need God. God has got to do it for you.
Yeah,
and as I laid there, I lifted my hands to God, and I said, God, I said, I'm giving you this right now. It's in your hands. You see my prayer request. I have conveyed to you in my heart out loud what I want you to do and fulfill. I said, God, here it is. I'm giving it to you. And it was like God, the impression I got in the Holy Ghost was God was waiting. He was waiting there for me. And
sure.
It was like he was telling me, Stephen, I'm just waiting for you to give those hurts, those tears, those prayers to me. It was like he was standing there, Brother Clark, with his hands outstretched saying, just give it to me.
Yes.
Just give it to me, Stephen. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, here it is, God. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you this. And saints of God, it was like as soon as I said those words, as soon as I said, here it is, God, I felt this weight go off my shoulders, Brother Clark.
Yes,
this weight that had been on there that I had become accustomed to, that I really did not even feel no more. But it was like God stretched his hand out and said, okay, Stephen, I'm ready to take those from you. Give them to me and watch what I can do.
Yes.
I can do. See how I'm going to bless you and your family. And as I said those words, I felt that weight go off my shoulders. And as that weight went off my shoulders, I began to cry anew. Fresh tears flowed down my face, and I begin to thank God for what he was going to do. I begin to thank him in advance for the doors he was going to open. I begin to thank him for what he was going to do.
Yes.
And as I laid there basking in the presence of God, thanking God, wiping tears from my face, trying to see through blurry eyes, I begin to thank God for what he had done. And I began to take in a whole lot more prayer. I felt the call to a lot more prayer. I'm talking about at the time I was going on, I believe, 43 years old. And I saw my 20s go by. I saw my 30s go by, and I begin to think in my late 30s, what have I done with my walk with God?
What have
I done to accomplish what God wants to do in my life? And I told myself, I said, God, if you open these doors, I said, I promise, if you open these doors, I will do anything that you ask of me. I will do anything that you ask of me. And I believe
that as soon as
I said that, Brother Clark, God heard that. And he says, okay, Steve, I'm going to open those doors for you, but I'm going to see if you're going to keep your promise. Are you going to do what you told me you were going to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to pray? Yeah. Are you going to fast? Are you going to give yourself to the things of God?
Uh-huh.
I begin to give myself to the Holy Ghost. I begin to be trying to exercise being sensitive to God's Spirit, trying to get a relationship with God. And as the weeks went by, it was the first week of November of 2018, about the first week of November, right before West Coast, God opened a tremendous door for me and my family. I got a job here in Fresno for a company I used to work for back in 06. God opened the doors. It was a God thing, church. It was a God thing. It was a God thing. God went above and beyond what I had written down on those prayer requests, Brother Clark.
Yes.
God
yes.
opened doors. That was just a mind blower. I as I sat there and I heard what my employer was offering me to come and work for him, it staggered me. I began to cry. I began to rejoice in the Lord. And I said, thank God. Thank God for what you have done. You have brought a great work in my life. And it all started, church, young person, it all started with a determination that I had in my spirit to get out of my comfort zone and be used of
yeah.
God.
Yes, yes. In Jesus.
Don't let the devil tell you, young person, that you're damaged goods. Don't let the devil tell you you've messed up in the past, you're damaged goods, God cannot use you. She's insane of God.
That's
if you've been in church for any length of time and you feel like you've been a failure, you feel like you haven't accomplished what God wants for you in your life, it does not matter what age you are. You can be 50, you can be 60, you can be in your 70s. And if you feel like you have not reached any kind of depth in God, you are not too old for God to start that in your life.
That's right. That is right. Amen.
And I just want to encourage someone tonight, before I turn it back over to Brother Clark, it's a still small voice. It was a still small voice. And 1 Kings chapter 19, we read about Elijah. And I've got just a couple of scriptures I want to read for you tonight. Verse 11, and he said, this is God speaking to Elisha, and he said, go forth, Elijah. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in it. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. Listen carefully and focus on verse 11. And after the earthquake, a fire.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. It was in that moment I heard a still, small voice, an impression. It wasn't in the earthquake. It wasn't in the wind. It wasn't in the fire. But it was in that still, small voice that God talked to me. And said, Stephen, if you're willing to make a commitment, I'm going to open up a door that you cannot contain, that will bless not only you, but will bless your family, and you will be a blessing to your church. Saints of God, I hope that what I've conveyed to you tonight, it's a small, I just scratched the surface of what God's done for me in the past year and a half. But this is something that's been burning in my spirit. And if I've been able to reach anybody, whether it be a young man, a young lady, that you have found your place in yourself in a time of life that you feel uncertainty, you feel fear, you feel like you're damaged, you can't do anything for God, just remember who you serve. Just remember who is your maker. Greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I want to encourage the saints of Truth Church tonight that it doesn't matter where you are in life. You can start a fresh and new relationship with God, and you don't have to wait until your next service. You don't have to
You're
wait
right.
until your next devotion. You don't have to wait until
yep.
you're back together as a congregation
Amen.
In a church. Don't wait for that moment. Don't
yes.
wait for that moment. Determine tonight that you're going to make
mm-hmm.
up in your mind, starting tonight after after we sign off that you are going to make that commitment and say, God, I'm going to start tonight. I'm not going to wait until we're back together as a youth group. I'm not going to wait until we're gathered together as a congregation. I'm going to start tonight. I'm not going to wait for tomorrow night. I'm not going to wait for this weekend. I'm going to start right now. I'm going to dig into the Word. I'm going to dig into prayer. I'm going to dig into some fasting. I'm going to dig into being sensitive to the Holy Ghost. That's what God wants to see from you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well,
yeah.
Brother Clark, that's all I have tonight. I hope I was able to touch someone tonight.
I pray that
there is someone under the sound of my voice that has heard what I have said, and I pray that you take this to heart and allow God to start working on you spiritually. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, Brother Clark. That's all I have for you tonight.
Okay. Brother Stephen Mantooth, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your burden came through. It was excellent. I'm really, really proud of you. And, Stephen, I want to say that I love you just like I do Casey. I look at you more as another son instead of a nephew. But I'm very, very proud of you. And, you know, we're here at our home in the backyard. And the Holy Ghost is here. And as I looked around, there's several people that are here as our family is sitting here that have tears. And they were very, very, very deeply touched by it. And I want to mention to you that there has been some texts that have been coming in from some of the people of the church. Sister Cindy just sent a text that said, "He just answered something for me." And then another text that I received from Sister Courtney, she says, "I'm in my living room with Gina, Krista, and April. This is so powerful. God is sweeping into the room. I'm so thankful for this message." And I feel like that this is what's happening in homes all over tonight, families from our church. I think it'd be good right now, church, if we all just worship the Lord and thank Him for what He is. Jesus, I want to thank you and praise you for all
God,
of
you. I worship you,
Jesus' name. Lord, I love you. I love
God,
you. I love
praise you.
Thank you, Lord God, for this great word that we have heard tonight. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in every way.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, let this anointing go through everyone, all through our church. In Jesus' name,
praise
thank you, Lord,
God.
This great
praise
encouragement
God.
During this time that we are dealing
praise
with. In
God.
Jesus' name, I love you,
praise
Lord God. I love Lord God, I praise you, oh God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, I praise you.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praying, just like He said, let's worship the Lord now. Let's pray.
Jesus.
Let's take advantage of this anointing. Let's not put it off. Jesus' name, I love you, Lord God, I praise you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Lord God,
God your
I love
power.
You, Jesus. Oh, God, I
your
love
power
you, Lord God.
Is
I praise
right now,
you.
God.
In
your
Jesus'
power.
Name, thank
your
you, Jesus.
Help right now,
thank
Jesus.
You. Oh, I love you, Lord
oh,
God. I
Jesus.
Love you, Lord God. I love you, Lord. Praise God. Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God. I
praise
you.
God. Praise God.
In Jesus'
God.
Name, I love you, Lord God. I praise,
praise
you, oh God.
God. Praise, God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise
God. Praise
God. Praise
God.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I love you, Lord God. I praise you. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord God. I praise you, oh God. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Church, I want to say this, that when we get through tonight, I feel like that the anointing is in many of your homes. You need to just make it a night of prayer. Just turn it into an altar tonight. Praise God, praise God, praise God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Hey, Stephen, I just want to tell you that we love you, and thank you for taking the time to speak to our church tonight, and be sure and tell Tara and the kids we said hi, and I'll be in touch with you. We really want to still nail down a date when we can get straightened out and we're back in church to have you come and speak to the church. But you know what? I'm going to take a moment here and just let you know, Brother Stephen, how much it has meant to a lot of our people. There's a lot of texts that are continuing to come in. Here's one from Alicia Perez that says, "This is amazing, and I feel God. Thank you." Here's another text from Sister Evelyn Sprinkle that says, "Pastor, God has used Brother Stephen Mantooth to reach way down to the heart of our church." Sister Pat Boggs says, "This is a message that needs to be heard over and over. It has blessed me." And I will be listening to it again. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Jesus, oh God, I love you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, Stephen, I love you. Thank you for speaking to us tonight.
Well, thank you, Uncle Cliff. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, we could close this out, but I just feel like let's just stay on for a little longer. Why don't we just worship one more time and let's reach out to the Lord. Jesus, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for your presence and anointing during this time of things being shut down. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord. God, I praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Lord. God, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Lord, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. God, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. To our families at the church and in your homes, wherever you're at, why don't you just pray with one another for a moment? There is such a move of the Lord taking place. Let's just pray for each other. And let's ask God to bring us close. And let's ask the Lord to anoint us with this same hunger for prayer. In Jesus' name, I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, Lord. Praise God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's let the Lord move all through our homes. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Praise God, praise God. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord. God, I praise you, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God, church. Our backyard is turned into a prayer meeting. I pray that it happens at your home right now. In Jesus' name, I love you, Lord. God, I praise you, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I love you, Jesus. Oh God, I love you, Lord. God, I praise you, oh God. In Jesus' name, I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I praise you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I thank you. God, I praise you. Oh, I love you, Lord. Thank you for stirring us. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that you have brought to us. Lord God, thank you for touching us. Thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you. God, I praise you. God, I praise you. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord God, I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In Jesus' name.